fastball, and it's 1-0. We're underway at 5:04 p.m. Eastern Time, right on the dot, and a beautiful 84 degrees and partly cloudy here in Fayetteville as a fly is golfed into the opposite field, camped underneath Esmiel. That is Villarroyale, and he puts it away for out number one as Hawk is retired. Melvin Francisca will stand in, and let's work around the rest of the Fayetteville defensive alignment.
Kedar Trujillo makes up the battery with Luis Rodriguez on the infield from left to right. It's Raylene Perez, Caden Powell, Max Holy, and Justin Trimble. And in the outfield from left to right, Hansel Villarroyale, Esmiel Valencia, and Cesar Hernandez. Carlos Cauro is the designated hitter.
Cauro making his season debut in that DH spot, the 1-0. Gets Francisca to chase down in the dirt. Good breaking ball snapped up by Luis Rodriguez. Rodriguez returning to the Woodpeckers, one of those 17 returners from last year's squad. And he put together some really good numbers over seven appearances with Fayetteville. Up and outside on the 1-1. And Francisca gets ahead. He made seven overall appearances, five starts, finished with a 2-2 record and a 2.86 ERA over 28 and a third innings. His wind and 2-1 pitch. Curve drifts up and outside. Three balls and a strike. Over those 28 and a third innings, 24 strikeouts, 15 walks by Rodriguez. His best performance, his final one of the summer. During a doubleheader with Myrtle Beach, during that final homestand, he threw a 7-inning complete game shutout. 3-1 pitch up and away, and Francisca looks at ball four. 5-pitch walk will give the Hillcats their first base runner of the game. And announce Luis Morejo, the three-hitter and first baseman. Hillcats are in the green uniforms today. They have black batting helmets, green uniform that says Lynchburg in the blue-teal script across the chest. White small numeral on the front left of the jersey, white numeral on the back as well. A navy belt with gray pants and a navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. Rodriguez now pitches from the stretch. He throws with the runner going. It's a strike. Throw down by Trujillo is not in time. The throw pulled Max Holy slightly off the second base bag. He tried to swipe the tag on Francisca's belt, but he got underneath it. And on a head-first slide, Francisca swipes the bag, gets into scoring position. He didn't have a great break, but the throw wasn't exactly where Trujillo wanted it. Look down to second now for Rodriguez. His 0-1 cuts to the outside. Curveball that just missed off the edge. One ball and one strike on Luis Morejo, the Port St. Lucie, Florida native. Stands 6'2" in that right side, playing defensively over at first base. Rodriguez delivers. And in on the fists, a soft fly that drifts into shallow right field. Max Holy goes out with the sunglasses on and makes the striding catch for out number two.
I really like how Rodriguez attacked Morejo throughout that at-bat. Even with Francisca at first, he occupied some of his attention, but it didn't throw him out of his rhythm, and he ultimately made the pitch he needed to make, jamming Morejo around the fists.
Here's the cleanout man for Lynchburg, Bennett Thompson. Thompson doing the catching today, a slight bend in the knees and an even stance. Rodriguez twirls around. Francisca racing to third, throws that way, and the tag applied by Perez to get Francisca trying to steal. He wanted to swipe third on first motion, and Luis Rodriguez catches him off guard. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Rodriguez ends up facing the minimum after all. It'll be Cesar Hernandez, Caden Powell, and Hansel Villarroyale to lead it off for the Woodpeckers as they grab the sticks when we come back.
Fayetteburg birthday boy. You can get louder than that, fans. Let's hear it for the birthday bird, Bunker and Friends. Bunker's ride is as smooth as Woodpecker's double play, thanks to Baker Motorsports. He's cruising into Segra Stadium in the ultimate buggy built for speed, style, and serious fun. Want to drive like Bunker? Visit Baker Motorsports today.
Woodpeckers head to the bat rack for the first time on this Sunday evening. We're underway with the opening weekend rubber match, and Cesar Hernandez will get it started for the Woodpeckers. Caden Powell to follow, then Hansel Villarreal against right-hander Jacob Zibben, making his professional debut tonight in Fayetteville. Home plate umpire Reggie Webb pointing towards the Woodpecker on deck circle. There's a baseball that was sitting on the warning track. He asks for that to be cleaned up, and now we're ready to go. Bottom first underway on the first pitch, and it misses up and outside for ball one to Cesar Hernandez, Woodpecker right fielder today. He's 2-for-7 in the series with an RBI and a walk. Zibben winds, delivers, and misses up and outside. Jacob Zibben with a four-pitch mix, a fastball, cutter, sweeper, and changeup. A guy who was drafted in 2022 but has not pitched until today. Big moment for him in his professional career as a fastball hits the glove for strike one. Hernandez ahead, two balls and a strike. Cuba ball player and lefty looks at it away for ball three. Pretty good gust today. Windiest game we've had over the weekend despite the good weather. Those flags breezing out towards left center field if he can get it in the air. 3-1 is outside, and a five-pitch walk delivered to Cesar Hernandez to put the leadoff man aboard and send Caden Powell up to the plate.
Hernandez is continuing what's been an excellent opening weekend. He's reached base at least twice in each of the first two games, and representing the leadoff man today, he makes it three games, three times reaching base.
Good speed to contend with right away as Zibben will have to work from the stretch. Caden Powell, Fayetteville shortstop and two-hitter, takes the first pitch for a strike, a fastball right on the outer edge.
Hernandez was caught stealing once yesterday, but that was with Robert Lopez behind the plate. He's had a lot better success against today's catcher, Bennett Thompson. Went 1-for-1 against him on Friday.
The 0-1 home, and Powell a little late getting to it. It looked like the cutter moving to the outside part of the plate. Nothing and two on Powell. Zibben just trying to collect himself early on. No doubt some adrenaline, some minor nerves perhaps, going into his first pro outing. Fouled between Powell's feet, and it's nothing and two. Caden Powell out to a 2-for-6 start to the season, has also reached on a walk and has struck out three times across his first couple games, but one of the Woodpeckers' best bats over the final 20 games or so of last season after being drafted in the sixth round. The 0-2 weaves outside, a sweeper that was well off the plate. The ball and two strikes on Powell. It was a nerve transposition surgery for Jacob Zibben that cost him the 2024 season. And then Tommy John in 2023 misses inside with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. So some pretty major surgeries and a couple years' worth of rehabilitation for Jacob Zibben. A lot of time in the training room, and now he's finally out on the diamond. Big gap on the right side as the 2-2 is swatted foul over towards the third base on deck circle. And Caden Powell will continue to battle.
It's been a long road for Zibben to get here, but he worked through all that adversity, and now he finally gets to make his pro debut, and the Guardians have a lot in him, so they're excited to have him finally take the mound.
A spin and a throw over as Cesar Hernandez dives back in. You know, to use an Astros comparison, it's almost like the Lance McCullers journey in a way, right, where he was not on the field for something like 27 or 28 months as Powell lines it up the middle and out into center field. Cesar Hernandez strolls to second, and after a good two-strike battle, Caden Powell picks up his first hit of the day, third of the series. First two Woodpeckers are on for Hansel Villarreal. Just to complete that point, you know, McCullers trying to work back to the major league level. He has appeared in spring training games for the Astros, likely to go to Sugarland, but you see that story for pitchers every once in a while where the elbow or some sort of an injury plague hits him for a couple of years. And for Zibben, he's hoping for a healthy 2025 and a successful start to his pro journey. Fastball delivered to Villarreal for strike one.
And those elbow injuries are not ones to mess around with, especially for a guy like Zibben, who the Guardians have a lot invested in, a $1.2 million signing bonus to get him to forego his commitment to South Carolina.
Yeah, he was going to play not too far from here collegially, a few hours down the road in Columbia, South Carolina.
He was a 10th-round pick for that reason. In his draft year, he was considered a top 100 prospect, but his commitment was so strong that he fell down to the 10th round.
It's 1-1 on Villarreal, force at all bases. And he's tied up swinging on a down-and-in changeup. One ball and two strikes on Villarreal, who's playing out in the outfield today. So he's now received starts in the DH role at catcher and in left field. He also has that ability to play some second or first. The 1-2 is on the ground to third, knocked down with the body and ricocheting over to Francisca. Everybody is safe as Hernandez gets to third, Powell into second. And Villarreal aboard first on what will be scored an E5. A high hop that Mercedes couldn't handle. He tried to bring it in at the belt, and it ricocheted off of his left hip over towards short. Lynchburg, who committed three errors on opening night, two additional errors yesterday. They've committed their sixth of the series in this bottom of the first inning. Now Kedar Trujillo. Carolina League debut today for the Woodpecker cleanup man and catcher. First pitch just outside. And that was a sharp fastball registering at nearly 95 miles per hour, one of Zibben's quickest of the inning. But the pitch is starting to pile up for him at 17 and still looking for his first out. Here's the kick and the 1-0. In on the fists, a fly drifting along the shallow left field line. Espinola drifting in. Out goes Francisco. The shortstop makes the catch. Hernandez tagging to the plate, and the throw is in time for Thompson to lay the tag. Well, Cesar Hernandez rolled the dice. He thought he may have had a chance with Francisco's shoulders turned away from the plate. But the prospect at shortstop delivered a dart right to Thompson.
While Francisco is more known for his bat, he's excellent defensively too and can field his position so well. I can understand the decision to send Hernandez. You have Francisco's momentum carrying him away from home plate. A little commotion with Mercedes coming in as well. But that's one that you just can't risk in the first inning.
Now instead of one out, you have runners at first and second, two gone, as Valencia scorches a liner deep into center field. It gets over Hawk's head, and one hops off of the wall. Powell is in from second. They're sending Villarreal to the plate. One hopping throw gets through Thompson, and Villarreal scores. Valencia heads to third off the getaway. He'll be credited with a double. And the Woodpeckers do produce some runs in the opening frame. Two-run double for Valencia. A line drive that was smoked and quickly got over the head of the Lynchburg center fielder.
Looks like the day off did Valencia some good. Got to sit back in the dugout yesterday after picking up an RBI on opening night, and he wasted no time in his first at-bat in 48 hours.
Now it's Max Holy, Fayetteville's sixth hitter and second baseman. First pitch off the plate away, ball one.
And remember way back when on Wednesday, Valencia had the lone home run in the Oneville exhibition game.
Down and outside again on Max. Two balls and no strikes.
So coming out of spring training, Valencia is locked in at the plate.
Yeah, he's found a couple of barrels first few nights at Segra Stadium. He's not going to want to go on the road. Keep hitting in his home ballpark. 2-0 pitch. Misses off the inside. And Zibin with misses on both sides of the dish. Max Holy can wait for the perfect one. Ahead 3-0. And Justin Trimble, the left-handed hitting first baseman in the on-deck circle. Up and inside on Holy. And he draws the four-pitch walk. Nothing to swing at. And runners sit at the corners. That Valencia play officially ruled a double. He ends up at third on the throw to the plate. He's credited with one RBI and an E6 on the throw home will result in Villarreal scoring. So the second error of the inning goes on Welbien Francisca. And Villarreal scoring also an unearned run on Zibin. The Powell run is earned. And before Justin Trimble is announced, Lynchburg sending their pitching coach Shane McCarthy out there to conference with Zibin and the entire infield.
Well, how about that? Welbien Francisca goes from hero to goat in the span of one batter. A good throw would have had Villarreal at the plate, but it took a funky hop on Bennett Thompson behind the dish, and that's why the Woodpeckers have two, and this inning is still going.
Joys of being a shortstop, I guess, always involved in the plays. Trimble swats the first pitch on one high hop over to Marejo. First baseman brings it in at the shoulder and walks over to the bag to take it himself and end the inning. The Woodpeckers score twice on the double from Valencia and throwing error. Two runs, one earned on Zibin. And after one inning, the Woodpeckers lead this Sunday rubber match 2-0.
Fans, don't forget kids run the bases and catch in the outfield post-game. Stick around after the final out for some fun Sunday fun. Also, make sure you head to the Bird's Nest Team Store to get this weekend's homestand item, the Bunker Plush Pillow. Don't miss your final chance to be entered to win a field box experience for a night by spending $250 or more in the store. Top of the second inning for the Hillcats, the catcher, number 9, Bennett Thompson.
Luis Rodriguez returns to the mound in the top of the second with a 2-0 lead. Fayetteville scores twice on a double from Esmiel Valencia. And Rodriguez's first pitch to cleanup man Bennett Thompson is a 72-mile-per-hour curve for strike one. Thompson was at the plate in the bottom of the first, top of the first, that is, as he drives one out into the left center field gap. Long run for Villarreal. Not going to get there. It splits the two outfielders and rolls towards the 368-foot sign. Valencia cuts it off on the track, fires onto the infield, and Bennett Thompson into second standing with a leadoff double. So as I was saying, Thompson was at the plate in the top of the first. The Welbien Francisca was picked off and caught stealing over at third base, so Thompson got a redo. And he makes it count with the extra base hit. Lynchburg doubled three times in yesterday's game. And their first hit today goes for two bags. Here's Christopher Espinola, lefty left fielder. Looks at strike one on that slow Rodriguez curve. It's his drifter pitch. 72, 73 miles an hour, but a lot of accuracy to it. The 0-1 is a little bit low and inside. Reggie Webb calling balls and strikes. Dylan Toomey is on the bases. The umps in the black ball caps, black polos, dark gray pants. I prefer when they break out the powder blues on Sunday.
There's just something to that.
The 1-1. And there's a curve waved at and missed by Espinola. It's been Rodriguez's most effective pitch so far today. Now the Woodpeckers, they're in the alternate red uniforms that say the Ville across the chest in the black lettering and the white outline. Black numeral outlined in white on the back of the jersey as well. A black belt with white pants and a black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Black hats with a red bill and that new Fayetteville pecked F on the front. Low in the dirt, and it's 2-2. That's a new F logo that the Woodpeckers unveiled in the post in the preseason a couple of months ago. It's kind of a block F with a little bit of a chunk missing in the top left corner, kind of like a woodpecker was pecking at the F or pecking at the tree as a fly is driven to the opposite way and into the netting. Count will stay at 2-2 on Espinola.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
They have that same little bite mark in the bat of the primary logo, and it only keeps with the theme.
And some of that merchandise with the new Fayetteville Block F logo available in the Bird's Nest team store. It'll be open throughout next week when the Woodpeckers hit the road to Salisbury, Maryland to take on the Delmarva Shorebirds, Orioles affiliate for the first road series of the year. Rodriguez a check of second, another 2-2. It's hit sharply out towards second base. Holy scoops with two hands, steps and throws to first. And retires Espinola for the first out. That ground ball to the right side, advancing the runner Thompson down to third. So effective piece of hitting for Espinola. And it'll hand it over to Garrett Howe and his first at bat today, the sixth hitter. And Lynchburg, second baseman. Powell will play shifted towards the middle, over from short against the lefty. First pitch. Breaking ball hits the middle of the plate for a strike, nothing and one. Powell is one of those true lefties, Ryan.
Sorry to cut you off there, Andrew, but this is a big at-bat. You just put up a two spot, and you want nothing more than to keep that zero on the board and maintain that momentum.
Low pitch down to the dirt, levels it up at 1-1. Yeah, second time in this series that the Woodpeckers have scored in the first inning. They shut out the Hillcats 7-0 on Friday, scored in each of the first two frames. Pitch down and inside on Howe. Curveball turned him away a bit. Esmiel Valencia, two-run double, two RBI double. Bringing the two runs home. Originally, we had it at just one RBI, but official score changing to two RBIs for Valencia. Down and outside on the 2-1, and Howe can wait for something center cut. Garrett Howe, member of the Lynchburg team last year, batting 240 in the Carolina League. He swings at a fastball and shoots it straight back into the screen. And the count fills up. Three balls and two strikes. Fayetteville infield playing very shallow, not quite to the cut of the grass, though. On a payoff pitch, Howe strikes out swinging. Rodriguez gets him with a two-seam fastball running to the outside. And for Garrett Howell, it's going to go down as his fifth strikeout of the series. Still hitless. He's 0-8. As he tries to put it together at the plate to close opening weekend. Now it runs to Ryan Cesarini. Cesarini from the left side. Swings and misses through a curve dropping below the zone.
One trait that really stands out to me about Luis Rodriguez is his composure. He had to work around that walk and stolen base in the first and this leadoff double in the second, but it just doesn't feel like any traffic on the base paths has fazed him.
Yeah, he's always steady, never shows any sort of emotion on the mound. And even last year when he threw that seven-inning complete game shutout, there wasn't much of a huge celebration for him after. It was kind of just like day done at the office. The 0-2 home. And a hanging breaking ball is driven deep out into right field. Hernandez not going to get there. It's over his head and hits the base of the wall on the fly. Scoring from third, Thompson. Down to second goes Cesarini with a stand-up RBI double. And Lynchburg is on the board in the top of the second inning. Now a 2-1 Fayetteville lead. Second double of the inning for these Hillcats.
That was just a cement mixer curveball. Our Hawkeye data has it at middle. And without that much movement, that's an easy swing for Cesarini. 102 off the bat. Didn't miss a home run by much either.
Here's the pitch to the new lefty, Jose Perella. And he goes after a low changeup. Nothing in one. Perella DHing, batting eighth for the Hillcats. He keeps those hands a little bit forward and low before rising them up above his shoulder. The 0-1. And he sends a fly opposite way towards the concourse and slicing towards the tracks. Nothing in two on Perella, the Venezuela native. He's played in both games for all three games, should say, for Jordan Smith, the manager this series, and he's got a combined 1-for-6 with a pair of walks and 3 strikeouts. Cesarini, the new runner off a second, the 0-2. Strikes out Perella swinging. A curve diving down and inside towards his ankles. And Luis Rodriguez off the mound after allowing the one run. Pair of doubles for Lynchburg get them on the board. And as we move to the bottom of the second, Fayetteville still leads by a 2-1 score.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Hey fans, take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a Tumbler Cup and ticket vouchers courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. I know you like your cooler, right? All right. Jacob Zibbitt. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 14, Carlos Cowan.
Fayetteville holding a 2-1 lead, opening the bottom of the second. Carlos Caro making his Carolina League and Woodpecker debut tonight. Commits a batter pitch clock violation before he sees his first official pitch. He was not fully set in that right-handed batter's box when the timer ticked down. So right-hander Zibin delivers and misses outside on the first throw, and it's 1-1 on Caro.
Well, that's one way to get your full season debut started.
Carlos Caro catching today, the Venezuelan native, tied up on a low one, swinging, and it's 1-2. He'll be followed by Raylan Perez, also debuting today, and then Cesar Hernandez at the top of the order. The motion and the 1-2 from Zibin is elevated, shoulder high on Caro, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caro, the Venezuelan native, played for the FCL Astros last year, signed internationally with Houston in 2022. And that one up near the chin sends him stumbling out of the right side. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It was a long 23-pitch inning for Zibin in the first. Payoff is called strike three. Rings up Caro looking just off the inner part of the plate. One of those 50-50 calls. StatCast had it right on the edge of the zone. And Carlos Caro strikes out in his first single-A at bat. Raylan Perez now stands in.
Zibin put that fastball right where he needed it to. That's in that acceptable area for umpires. If you call the ball, if you call it a strike, it works either way. But Zibin, that's a big start for a bounce-back inning.
Perez takes the 1-0, low and outside. That's 1 ball and no strikes. 2 balls and no strikes, pardon me. On the debuting lefty, a switch hitter, in fact, batting from the left side. And there's a strike on a center cut fastball at 91. Raylan Perez just recently signed his contract with Houston as a fly is driven out into straightaway center. Hawk going all the way back to the start of the warning track and making the catch about 10 feet shy of that 400-foot high wall.
He almost started off his time in Fayetteville with a bang. Just got a little underneath the baseball, and you combine that with hitting it to the wrong part of the park, and Tommy Hawk has exceptional speed out in center field. That one's not getting down too often, but when you take a look at the exit velocity, 97 miles an hour off the bat, those are going to even out for him.
It's now Cesar Hernandez back to the top of the order, and he takes strike one, an elevated changeup. The 0-1 pitch. As Zibin works with a good pace today, he misses low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Base is empty. 2 outs. The Woodpeckers on top 2-1 over the Hillcats. Pair of runs on an Esmiel Valencia 2-run double in the first. The 1-1. And this is lasered out into right field. Cesar Rainey gets back, reaches up, and whiffs over his head and off the wall on one hop. Hernandez racing hard to second, told to stop there. He has a 2-out double. A weighty bird double for Cesar Hernandez. And the Woodpeckers have doubled in each inning against Zibin. See what they can do with 2 outs. And Caden Powell getting ready to go.
After giving up that run in the top of the inning, this is a good part of the lineup at the plate right now to make it up. Caden Powell steps in for the second time. He's 1-for-1. He saw Zibin very well in his first at bat.
Cesar Hernandez with 15 doubles last season over 94 games of the Woodpeckers, picks up his first of the new year. And Caden Powell, meanwhile, standing into the right side, looks at strike one on a slider. Powell has singled and come around to score on the Valencia double. The 0-1 pitch off the outside. That double came with 2 outs in the first inning. See if the Woodpeckers can string together another big 2-out hit. It was a game of rallies late yesterday. The 1-1. Down and outside. A relatively uneventful first 6 innings, and then Lynchburg scored 3 in the 7th. Fayetteville countered with 4 in the bottom of the inning. They have another back-and-forth Sunday-style game here today. Here comes the 2-1. And Powell with a shot up the middle right into the mitt of the shifted second baseman Howe playing near the bag. So not much Caden Powell can do about that. Shakes his head, walking back to the dugout. Infield shift takes away possible hit and possible run. And we remain where we're at. 2-1 after 2 innings. The Woodpeckers lead as we go to the third on this opening weekend rubber match affair.
T-shirt. Get on your feet and make some noise for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Luis Rodriguez.
Luis Rodriguez, Fayetteville starter on this Sunday night, back to the mound for his third inning of work. He gets ready to take on Jeffrey Mercedes with a 2-1 lead. And to take you through the action, let's send it over to Ryan Zimmerman.
Thank you so much, Andrew. The Woodpeckers have looked good at the plate so far tonight, 2-1 the score, but the Hillcats clawed into it. Esmiel Valencia got us started with a two-run double before Ryan Cesarini did the same, but for just one tally in the top of the third. Jeffrey Mercedes in for his first at-bat of 2025. He's even in the count 1-1 after that foul ball. Mercedes, like his third base counterpart Raylene Perez, making his season debut, and they're from the same town, Azua in the Dominican Republic. 1-1, Mercedes drops to a knee as he fouled, tips one back to the backstop. Rodriguez pulls ahead in the count, 1-2. Mercedes has got some flashy equipment on, too. Pink batting gloves you could spot all the way from the press box. Rodriguez is 1-2, got him leaning, strike three. Mercedes fans on the low outside changeup, and Rodriguez picks up the first out of the third inning.
Well, in a game dominated by velocity nowadays, Ryan, you know, Luis Rodriguez is kind of the counter trend. He's got a 72-mile-per-hour curve, an 82-mile-per-hour changeup. His fastball is, you know, about 91. And he's a finesse-style pitcher and uses the off-speed better than many.
A lineup card turns over, and leadoff man Tommy Hawk takes a look at a 73-mile-an-hour curveball just outside and right on cue. 2-1, Woodpeckers lead the Hillcats in the top of the third inning, one away. Rodriguez deals, and a changeup bounces off of home plate and kicks off Trujillo's glove, an easy take for the former Wake Forest man, Hawk. This is kind of a homecoming series for him, maybe more so when the Hillcats play the Carolina Mudcats, but not only did Hawk go to Wake Forest, but he's from Raleigh. The 2-0 sails high, and Rodriguez falls behind 3-0. And he's had himself a good series to this point. Scored the game-tying run yesterday as a pinch runner. Had a hit on opening night as well. Rodriguez winds and fires. Fastball splits the plate. And Rodriguez picks up strike one. Hawk still finds himself in the driver's seat. 3 balls and a strike. You got to go after him considering his speed. The 3-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball over the shoulders, and Hawk draws the free pass. A strikeout and a walk open the top of the third inning. The Hillcats have the tying run aboard in the Speedy Hawk. And shortstop Wellbeam Francisca digging in. Rodriguez will have to go to the stretch for the third consecutive inning and deal with another speedster. Big leadoff first for Hawk. The first pitch to Francisca. Fastball low and away, 1-0. 2-1, Fayetteville leads Lynchburg, 1-on-1 out in the top of the third inning. And Andrew, that low outside fastball might have been to help set up Trujillo for a stolen base attempt. Now a throw over, Hawk got a hand back in safely.
We saw Hertzler execute that last night, right, in the early innings. Saw the runner was breaking, fired outside to allow Schiavone to gun it down there, and the Peckers have some good arms behind the plate this year.
Trimble holds Hawk at first. The pitch, fastball high and outside. Trujillo up on his feet quickly to look Hawk back to first. That looked more like a traditional pitch out, but Hawk remains at the bag. There's a big hole in the right side of the infield for Francisca. The 2-0 to him. Fastball high and outside, 3 balls and no strikes to the Lynchburg shortstop. The Hillcats, in the meantime, do have a right-hander up in the pen. It's Austin Aldeano. So Jacob Zibben's day could come to a close sooner than anticipated. Rodriguez checks in on Hawk. The 3-0 to Francisca. Fastball off the plate away, ball 4. So following the Mercedes strikeout, Rodriguez allows two walks. And the Hillcats have two on, still one out for the three-hole hitting Luis Marejo. Once again, the Hillcats threatening to cut into the Fayetteville lead early on. And before Marejo steps in, pitching coach James Wiseman comes out of the dugout to have a chat with his starter.
Yeah, a little odd to see Rodriguez miss so much with the fastball in the last couple of at-bats. We've praised his curveball today. He's picked up a lot of swing and miss with it, keeping it low in the zone, but has struggled with anything around 90 miles an hour in the last two at-bats. So I think James might have noticed just a small mechanical thing or something with that specific pitch, and he's trying to make some in-game adjustments.
Home plate umpire Reginald Webb joins the conversation and asks Wiseman to end it. At the first mound meeting for the Woodpeckers today, and it comes in a critical early inning juncture. The Woodpeckers find themselves in the lead, but for how long? 2-1 on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats, but Tommy Hawk and Wellbeing Francisca are on base at second and first, respectively, for the heart of the Hillcat order. Marejo stands in. Rodriguez deals. Check swing hits the knob of the bat and goes foul towards the Fayetteville dugout. Marejo in his first AB, he popped out to the second baseman wholly, and that was the last out made by a batter that inning. Bennett Thompson stood in, but before he could see a pitch, Wellbeing Francisca was caught off second base in what was ruled a caught stealing, 1-5, for those of you scoring at home. Francisca takes an unchecked lead at first. Hawk held on at second, the 0-1. A slider hits its spot on the outside edge. Rodriguez quickly moves ahead, 0-2. This is a big pitch for Rodriguez. He's had to deal with traffic on the base paths in every inning, but has done what he's needed to do to preserve the Fayetteville lead. Before the 0-2, a spin back to second, he looks Hawk back to the bag. He's nearing the 50-pitch mark, Rodriguez. Right now he's at 45, but still a little bit of space between now and the 75-pitch limit. The 0-2 to Marejo. Chopper towards third. Perez fields it in foul ground. Steps on the bag. And the fans thought it counted, but it does not.
Yeah, credit to Perez, though, for just playing it through until the umpires tell you stop. That ball was fair until a fraction before the bag.
And that's the old adage, maybe more so in other sports than baseball, but play until you hear the whistle.
Yeah.
So it goes down as a foul ball, still 0-2 to the first baseman, Marejo. Rodriguez gets his sign from Trujillo. Another look at Hawk, the next 0-2. He fouls it back behind home plate over the net and outside the confines of Segra Stadium. Down in the count, Marejo is battling. Perhaps one swing away from tying this game up, and if he can find a gap, the Hillcats will have their first lead of the contest. Rodriguez resets the next 0-2. Slider off the plate away. Marejo takes, and it's a ball and two strikes to the Floridian. Marejo chokes up on the bat slightly as Rodriguez scrolls through his arsenal. Another look at Hawk. Now he throws over. And Hawk back to the base safely. Holy wasn't covering completely. I think that throw might have surprised Holy a little bit. He was about a foot or so away from the bag when he caught it. That's it for disengagements for this at-bat for Rodriguez. Both runners increase their leads. Here's a double steal. The 1-2 inside. Throw down to third. Hawk beats the Perez tag. The double steal works as planned. The Hillcats take advantage of Rodriguez using up his disengagements, and they now have two runners in scoring position with still just one away. The Hillcats have been good in the running game throughout this series. Those two steals now give them three today. The break even to Marejo. Just a bit low, and from 0-2 down, Marejo works the count full. First base is open. Should Rodriguez walk Marejo, the cleanup man Bennett Thompson waits on deck. He's already got an extra base hit today. The payoff to Marejo. Chopper towards third. Perez gloves it in foul ground. That last pitch, the eighth of this duel. Neither side willing to give in. Rodriguez is making his pitches, but Marejo is making just enough contact. The Woodpecker infield plays back, willing to trade a run for an out. Another 3-2. A slow roller up the third baseline. That trickles towards manager Jordan Smith in the third base coach's box.
Rodriguez, you know, on his efficient nights, I mean, he was just cruising, keeping his pitch count low last season. He didn't have to deal with too many of these style battles. Deep in the count, multiple foul balls. This will test you late in the game.
This next pitch, his 10th to Marejo. Here it comes. Chopper towards third. Perez makes the play, throw to first in time, but that does enough to score the run. Perez initially looked like he wanted to tag out Francisca racing to third, but instead he takes the sure out at first, and an RBI ground out levels the game at two apiece.
I thought he would be within striking distance to drop that tag, maybe even force the runner out of the baseline. Francisco almost vacated it, but makes it in safe.
The Hillcats still have a runner in scoring position for the catcher, Bennett Thompson. The pitch from Rodriguez, a breaking ball drops into the left-handed batter's box to the right-handed hitting Thompson. We are all square. Two runs apiece. The Hillcats threatening with well-being Francisca at third. Rodriguez is 1-0. Drilled towards short, but an easy play for Powell. He makes the snag, and the half inning comes to a close. But not before Lynchburg uses their nifty base running to tie things up. The double steal sets up a Luis Marejo RBI groundout, and we are level at two. The Woodpeckers look to respond in the bottom half of the third when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And when you see your name, make some noise and let us know where you're sitting. Pecker fans, nothing hits the spot like Woodpeckers baseball and a hot, cheesy goodness. If Woodpeckers score in the third inning, every fan in the ballpark gets a free medium order of Culver's cheese curds with any purchase, but only tomorrow. Just show your game ticket the next day at Culver's in Hope Mills on South Peak Drive to claim yours.
We are right back where we started in the bottom of the third. After Esmiel Valencia's two-out, two-run double opened the scoring in the bottom of the first, the Hillcats have responded with one tally apiece in the second and third, and it's all square at two. Part of the order due up to face Jacob Zibben. Hansel Villarreal, Kedar Trujillo, and Esmiel Valencia will try and put Fayetteville back on top. The first pitch to Villarreal fouled back behind home plate. The catcher Thompson gives it a look, but it gets out of play. Ryan Zimmerman with you alongside Andrew Chapman in the press box at Segra Stadium. This, the final game of this opening weekend three-game series Unfortunately, we won't talk to you again until the Fredericksburg Nationals come to town a week from Tuesday. The 0-1, a slider hits its spot at the top of the zone. Villarreal behind in the count, 0-2.
And the voice of the Shorebirds, Mitchell Speltz, for that series. He does a fantastic job.
The 0-2 to Villarreal, slider away, and Villarreal spits it, ball one. I second that sentiment. Zibin covers his face with the glove. Now the 1-2. Villarreal climbs the ladder and fouls the fastball back to the backstop. Coming into this season, he's actually the only broadcaster in the Carolina League I had met in person. You know, a lot of this business, you connect via social media.
Oh, yeah.
But we have actually had a few face-to-face conversations. Another 1-2. It's grounded to short. Francisca handles the two-hopper throw on to first in time, and Zibin picks up the first out of the inning. After giving up the two spot in the bottom of the first, by the way, both of those runs unearned, Zibin has settled in nicely in his professional debut.
He really has. Fastball has a good life on it, nearly 95 miles an hour, so indicates the right arm is healthy, and he's drawn a lot of ground ball contact as well outside of those two doubles.
A cleanup man, Kedar Trujillo, swings and misses at the cutter to open his second AB. It's Lynchburg 2, Fayetteville 2. A slow roller up the third baseline drifts foul past the manager, Carlos Lugo, and once again, Zibin ahead in the count, nothing in two. Nobody on, one away in the bottom of the third. Fayetteville looking to respond after squandering their early lead. From the windup, Zibin fires. Check swing, but Trujillo easily held up on the low outside breaker. Trujillo did not play in either of the first two games in this series. His first at-bat of 2025 was back in the first. He drops the knee on a low outside slider. Zibin got him swinging and missing for strike three. That's his first K of the swinging variety. Also punched out Carlos Cauro looking to open the second, and Zibin has now retired each of the last three he's faced. It's up to Esmiel Valencia to keep the inning going. From the windup, Zibin delivers, and a strike opens the AB, nothing and one. We're all knotted up at two. Nobody on, two away in the bottom of the third. Zibin has his shine. He rocks and fires. Valencia skies it to shallow center. Hawk comes in, calls off the second baseman Howe, and puts it away. Zibin picks up his first 1-2-3 frame, and it keeps us level. 2-2 through the game's first third at Segra Stadium. Top of the fourth coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
A smooth infield, a flawless backyard, both take expertise. While our crew keeps Segra Stadium looking sharp, let Perfection Landscaping handle your outdoor space with top-notch landscaping and custom pools. Call today and make your yard a fan favorite. It's time for the Flex Cam. Get up and flex those muscles. For the Woodpeckers, Luis Rodriguez. leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Hillcats. The left fielder.
Through three innings, we're right where we started. 2-2 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and Lynchburg Hillcats in this Sunday series finale. Before Christopher Espinola gets the top of the fourth started, Fayetteville starter Luis Rodriguez gets tagged with a pitch clock, the pitch clock violation went against Espinola, so it's 0-1. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball rises high and outside. A ball and a strike to Espinola on Rodriguez's first pitch of the inning. Espinola tilts his front foot towards the first base back. From the windup, the 1-1. Fastball outside, and Espinola pulls ahead, two balls and a strike. Espinola's making his first appearance in the outfield this season. Did lead off as the designated hitter yesterday and had a good game. Reached base three times, drove in a run with a walk in the seventh. Rodriguez splits the plate with his fastball, and the count goes even 2-2 as Espinola takes. He holds the bat parallel with his back shoulder, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez gets Espinola to chase the high heat, and a strikeout opens the top of the fourth.
Well, it's the first time tonight that Rodriguez has gone center high with the fastball. He's been missing outside a lot to lefties, but he has such a good curveball, slow-mo curve below the zone that he can live up high even with about 89 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour.
Nobody on, one away for Garrett Howe, who watches a first pitch fastball drift outside. It's 2-2 between the Lynchburg Hillcats and Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Nobody on, one out to start the fourth as Luis Rodriguez continues his outing. Here's the pitch. Same spot. Howe held back 2-0.
Right now, Ryan, the Woodpeckers have Anthony Cruz warming up in their bullpen. 5'11" righty from the DR, hasn't pitched yet in this series.
The 2-0 to Howe. He pops it high in the air to shallow right center. Valencia and Hernandez come in. It's the center fielder Valencia who takes charge and makes the catch. So after consecutive innings giving up a run, Rodriguez has settled back in. He's now set down each of the last four Hillcats he's faced. He'll have a tough challenge, though, to finish off this inning in 1-2-3 fashion as he goes up against Ryan Cesarini. 2-2 between the Hillcats and Woodpeckers here in the top of the fourth. The pitch on its way. Rodriguez turns to the breaking ball and picks up a strike. It was Cesarini's double that got Lynchburg on the board. Hit it to the wall on the fly to score Bennett Thompson back in the second. But he's got a much tougher predicament now with Rodriguez ahead in the count 0-2 after that swing and miss. Four strikeouts already today for Rodriguez, a pitch away from his fifth and his first traditional 1-2-3 inning. He comes home. Curveball just a tad inside. Tough take from Cesarini, but it keeps him alive 1-2. Rodriguez shrugs his shoulders as Trujillo gives him the pitch call. He sets up inside, the 1-2 on its way. Ground ball towards first. Trimble bobbles it behind the bag, picks it up, flip to the pitcher, covering it just in time. Trujillo mishandled it initially, but he sticks with it, and the 3-1 ground out closes out the frame. Rodriguez retires the side in order, and we remain tied through 3.5 at Segra Stadium. Bottom of the fourth coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Take a look at the big board, and if you see your name, make some noise. Happy birthday, Ryan Cole. Happy 15th birthday, Tanner. Happy birthday, Brantley. Happy 15th birthday, Wyatt. Alright fans, it's time to sing happy birthday to the birthday bird, Bunker. Let's go down to Trav Bledsoe with the birthday bird. Take it away, TB.
Alright, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Like you heard, Woodpeckers fans, it is Bunker's birthday! Alright, Now y'all sing with me, all right? Happy birthday. Can we all sing together? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Bunker. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bunker. No, no cake for you. No cake for you. I'm just playing a happy birthday, Bunker.
Make some noise for the birthday bird. Happy sixth birthday, Bunker.
Leading on. To kick off the bottom of the fourth, the Lynchburg Hillcats make their first call to the bullpen, and Austin Aldeano picks up where Jacob Zibin left off. 2-2 the score. Max Holy, Justin Trimble, and Carlos Cowro to meet him. And the first pitch out of the right-hander, a fastball that goes high, 1-0. Zibin got off to a tough start. Wasn't exactly his fault. Two errors in the bottom of the first, but he rebounded nicely. The 1-0 fastball up and away, an easy take for Holy, 2-0. His final line in his pro debut, two runs allowed, both unearned on three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts in three innings of work. Aldeano ready with the 2-0. Fastball right down Fay Street, and Holy looks at strike one. So the long wait is finally over for Zibin, and his professional debut should give the Guardians a lot to smile about. The 2-1 in the dirt. Holy lets it go. Three balls and a strike to the Fayetteville second baseman. Holy can greet the new Hillcat arm by taking his base. The 3-1 to him. Fastball in around the shoulders, and Holy does just that. Aldeano gets his outing started with a walk. Holy takes his base. One on, nobody out for Justin Trimble.
And not much for Max Holy to see today, and that's sort of been the theme of his opening weekend series. Tripled in his very first at bat, but has done a whole lot of spectating at the plate ever since.
And he's got some speed for Trimble to work with at the dish. Aldeano has to go to the stretch of the pitch. Fastball outside to him, 1-0. 2-2 between the Lynchburg Hillcats and Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Here in the bottom of the fourth on this Sunday late afternoon at Segra Stadium. Trimble back in his stance in the lefty batter's box, the 1-0. Another take, this time Aldeano straightens it out, 1-1. Back to the point about Holy, this game three of the season, he's already drawn five walks. The plate discipline has been on full display. Aldeano sets around the shoulders, a nod, now a pickoff move to first, and Holy's back in safely. Not to mention, Holy does have two hits. Andrew, you mentioned the RBI triple on opening night. Also had a single yesterday. So at the plate, not too much to complain about for him. The 1-1 to Trimble. Fastball up and away. And the UC Santa Barbara product pulls ahead 2-1. For Aldeano, this his season debut, and although it's not his pro debut, it's his first time pitching at the full season level. With 2-1, Trimble checks his swing but holds up in time on a low off-speed offering, three balls and a strike. Spent the majority of his career up to this point in the Arizona Complex League, parts of three seasons. Before that, spent time in the Dominican Summer League. The 3-1. Trimble pops it up into foul ground left side. Mercedes ranges over, drifting back towards the foul line, makes the play. Aldeano makes the pitch he needed to put Trimble away. One on, one out for Carlos Cowro. We're all even at 2 through 3.5 at Segra Stadium. 2 runs, 2 hits, 2 errors for the visiting Hillcats. 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors for the Woodpeckers. Calrell gets in his stance, wholly in his leadoff first. Aldeano throws to first base and wholly back in standing. He had his ups and downs in the Arizona Complex League last year. Aldeano, pitching for both of the Guardians teams down there, ended with a 5.18 ERA last year. That in 48 and two-thirds innings of work. His first offering to Calro drops low. But the Guardians saw enough in him to give him a chance in full-season baseball in the Panama City. Panama native already has his first full season out. Thompson sets up around the knees, the 1-0 to Calro. That fastball runs inside, and Calro has to twist out of the way. So far to this point, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Calro, the lone Woodpecker not to play in the Oneville exhibition game on Wednesday. And this is 2025 season debut, a long time coming. The 2-0, Calro puts a charge into this one, deep to left field. Espinola can only look. There it goes. Welcome to Fayetteville, Carlos Calro. A 2-run bomb restores the Woodpeckers' lead. It's now 4-2.
The first official bomb of 2025, and Caro got to admire his work. Nearly cleared the berm out in left field. And that was a loud sound coming off of the bat. 373 estimated distance on the first one of the year.
And everybody in this ballpark knew it, too. The bases now clear for Raylan Perez as he looks at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. The Woodpeckers are back on top. They're doubling the Hillcats up 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 to Perez. He swings right through Aldeano's offering. Nothing in two. That has to be one of the most satisfying feelings in all of baseball. You hit a ball so well, the outfielders don't even chase it. The 0-2 to Perez, a curveball drops down in front of home plate, and the switch hitter holds up in time. Aldeano a pitch away from striking Perez out after giving up the big fly. The 1-2 to him. A foul tip caught a piece of Thompson. He has a quick chat with home plate umpire Reginald Webb, and I think that hit him on the shin pad. He's okay. A brief pause as Perez gets back into his stance. Another 1-2. A slider runs around the shoe tops, and from 0-2 down, Perez back in the count 2-2. Still just one out in the bottom of the fourth. The top of the order due up next. Cesar Hernandez waits on deck. He's reached in each of his 2 plate appearances. Aldeano has his shine. Here's his break-even pitch. Perez takes a look at a fastball. That's called strike 3. Perez must have been sitting off speed. Aldeano got him with the heater for out number 2, his first full season strikeout. So Hernandez bats with nobody on. 2 home in the bottom of the fourth, both on the Carlos Calro big fly. From the windup, Aldeano delivers, and Hernandez looks at a strike 85 miles an hour on the stadium radar. Hernandez to this point 1-for-1. The 0-1 on its way. Hernandez ropes it into right center field. Hawk racing towards the track. He looks up. It's gone. Cesar Hernandez joins the home run party. A solo shot extends the lead to 3. It's now 5-2 Peckers.
Oh, a little bit of a different home run that time around. Didn't really get to admire his work because it was such a low liner. You thought it would hit the top of the wall. It just skimmed over top, smokes the drink rail. Cesar Hernandez, who had just two home runs in 94 games last year, has been squaring up a ton of stuff in the first few games this season. Great sign for his offseason development and his power as he comes back to town.
Caden Powell looks at a breaking ball that squirts its way to the backstop, 1-0 to the Fayetteville shortstop. It looks like Fayetteville took Lynchburg's response personally. Two home runs, both smoked off the bat. Two balls and no strikes to Powell in the meantime, the sixth Woodpecker to hit in the inning. And getting a look at the replay, the way Hawks set up, he was expecting a carom. He was anticipating it to just hop right back into his glove. The 2-0 to Powell drops into the left-handed batter's box, and Aldeano falls behind 3-0. In the meantime, the Hillcats do have an arm up in the pen. A lefty is getting loose. The 3-0. Powell has the green light, and he rips it right past Mercedes at third, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Powell around first. He glides into second with a stand-up double. He takes a big turn around the bag as the throw comes in. Make it three extra base hits in the inning for Fayetteville. Caden Powell picks up his second hit tonight, a two-out double.
Team slugging percentage getting a serious boost. And just this inning alone, two home runs, a double. Aldeano getting hit hard by the Woodpeckers in a series that hasn't had a ton of big swings like this, right? It's been a lot of singles and doubles to get us started this season. Now the Woodpeckers getting into the Lynchburg bullpen are crushing everything. That line drive registering at 107 off the bat for Powell.
That last XBH draws a meeting with Lynchburg pitching coach Shane McCarthy. Four base runners this inning for Fayetteville. Three hits, all of the extra base variety. Three runs have come home. And what was once a 2-2 tie has flipped on its head. Fayetteville ahead 5-2, and Hansel Villarreal can add on. The meeting on the mound is over. Aldeano sets on the left side of the rubber. A look back towards Powell is pitched to Villarreal. A fastball in there for a strike. Five runs now on six hits for the Woodpeckers. Still no errors. Two runs, two hits, two errors for the visiting Hillcats. Powell covers at second. The pitch to Villarreal. A fastball rises above the letters. A ball and a strike to him. We talked about Villarreal's defensive versatility, and that's been a hallmark of his time in Fayetteville and a staple really throughout his time in the Astros organization. The 1-1, fastball low and away. Thompson had to slide on his pads to save the wild pitch. But he's had an excellent offensive series as well. Two hits yesterday, reached base in each of his final three plate appearances, including a walk in the ninth. A look back towards Powell. Aldeano ready with a 2-1. Villarreal leans out of the way of an inside fastball, and he's ahead in the count, 3-1. Should he reach the eighth batter of the inning, waits on deck in Kedar Trujillo. Aldeano nods in agreement with Thompson. The 3-1 on its way. Villarreal checks his swing and holds up on the low outside breaker. Hansel aboard with a walk, and that extends the frame for Trujillo.
Seems like each night, Ryan, there's been one of these types of innings for the Woodpeckers where just about everybody gets involved. In some cases, it's walk-aided and some singles spraying it around the diamond. This has been the power surge inning for Fayetteville, but good to see the Woodpeckers really not go down quietly in any game so far this season and making a huge statement to turn that bullpen the other way.
The rally forces Lynchburg's hand, and out comes manager Jordan Smith to take the ball from Aldeano. The Hillcats turn to the pen to finish off the fourth. Two on, two out, three already home. Kedar Trujillo coming up when we return. This is Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left.
Fans, this Hillcats call to the bullpen is being brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Cha-cha, real smooth.
Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Hillcats, number 34, Isaac Martinez.
Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Freeze. Everybody clap your hands.
Isaac Martinez emerges from the Hillcats bullpen, and he becomes the first Lynchburg pitcher to make his second appearance in 2025. He inherits a tough spot facing a red-hot Woodpeckers lineup. Already three hits this inning, all extra base hits, and three runs have come across. 5-2 Fayetteville on top. Caden Powell stands off second. Hansel Villarreal at first for the cleanup man, Kedar Trujillo. A look back towards the lead runner. Martinez fires. Fastball low and in. Forces Trujillo to hop out of the way. Martinez pitched on opening day. Threw one scoreless inning. Walked one, struck out one in that eventual Fayetteville 7-0 win. The lefty fires. Trujillo watches one go by for strike one. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a lot of offense. Seven runs through the first three and a half innings at Segra Stadium, highlighted by the three spot in this bottom of the fourth that's featured two home runs. Martinez looks back at Powell, the 1-1. Trujillo fouls it off the fists, out of play on the right side. So immediately out of the pen, Martinez comes up firing strikes, and he's a pitch away from getting the Hillcats out of the inning. The ninth batter of the frame waits on deck in the form of Esmiel Valencia. Trujillo back in his stance, the 1-2 to him. He goes up high to foul off the Martinez fastball. It's been a nightmare frame for Lynchburg, but unlike in the bottom of the first, this one's on the pitching. Both runs against Jacob Zibin were unearned, but all three to this point against Aldeano are. The 1-2 once again. Trujillo grounds it to third. Mercedes fields it behind the bag and goes the short way. And a force out finishes off the inning. But not before Fayetteville strikes thrice. A two-run Carlos Calro bomb, and Cesar Hernandez delivers a solo shot. 5-2 Peckers as we head to the fifth. On the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And show us your best moves. It's time for the Dance Cam.
All the shorties in the club, let me see you just. Back it up, drop it down, let me see you just. Get low, scrub the ground, let me see you just. Push it up, let me see you just.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah.
Make a bag, get up. bag it up. Yeah. Make them bag it up. Bag it up.
I got them shaking their boobies like Congo, man. I'm shaking the city like Quake. Yeah. The haters blue in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake. Yeah. I'm taking the game's mine. Y'all witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack raps, daylight saving time. I can dance, homie, I don't two-step. Y'all looking at something like a true player.
Fans, this Woodpecker's call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tires and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 19, Anthony Cruz.
With a new lead at their disposal, the Woodpeckers make their first move to the bullpen. Anthony Cruz takes over for Luis Rodriguez, up 5-2. And with that, as we head to the top of the fifth inning, Andrew Chapman takes back over on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Woodpecker debut to start this fifth, and the first pitch to Perella. Misses outside for ball one. Book is closed on Luis Rodriguez, a four-inning start tonight. The 1-0, sharp ground ball yanked out towards first. Trimble gobbles it up and hustles to the bag himself to retire Perella for out number one. The line tonight for Luis Rodriguez, four innings, two hits. He surrendered two runs. Both of those were earned. Three walks, four strikeouts, and no home runs surrendered, but falls three outs shy of being eligible for a winning decision. So Anthony Cruz will take over as the pitcher of record. He delivers low on a changeup to Jeffrey Mercedes, the Lynchburg nine-hitter. And a switch hitter, actually, Mercedes. And the pitch called a strike, knee-high, 1-1. Mercedes struck out swinging back in the third against Rodriguez. Cruz motions, delivers. And on a check swing, slow bouncer hit towards third. Couple of skips. Perez fields on the grass, throws off one leg, and gets it right to the chest of Trimble for the second out. Nice play coming in by the Fayetteville a third baseman, and Woodpecker pitching has now retired seven in a row since the Welvin Francisco walk back in the third. Rodriguez retired the final five batters he faced. And now two quick outs in the top of the fifth with Tommy Hawk standing in. Top of the order, his third plate appearance. And on the first pitch, a curveball loops outside, ball one.
That's just what Rodriguez does. Even when he's in trouble, he finds a way to get out of it.
5-2 Woodpeckers, the 1-0 pitch is up and outside. Two balls and no strikes.
And keep in mind, in that top of the third when Lynchburg tied it, he stranded the go-ahead runner on third to close out the inning.
2-0 pitch. Low off the outside corner, but zone expands a bit on Hawk for a called strike one. Statcast zone had that one is a little outside. Probably should have been ball three, but 2-1 count. As Cruz covers the face with the mitt, motions, throws the 2-1, and rips a fastball outside. Three balls and a strike. Cruz, a 5'11 right-hander, originally born in Santiago, Dominican Republic, signed internationally with Houston in 2022. The 3-1 in on the fists and looped foul towards the left field concourse, and a fan with a glove makes the catch on the fly.
I don't know if I really want to make this joke, but first time of
the
year,
ball
I was
yeah,
going
okay.
to make the banana ball reference.
3-2 misses a little bit high. I'm very happy that three games in, our brains are going in the same direction. The chemistry is mid-season form already.
That it is. I always have to tread carefully because I can't tell off the bat if people like banana ball right away or not, but
sweeping the nation.
It is here to stay.
Welbing Francisca into the left side. Backs away from an inside fastball, and it's 1-0. La Romana, Dominican Republic native and top 10 prospect in the Guardians system. Francisca has been patient today, drawing a pair of walks. He's also stolen two bases. On a 1-0, this is in on the hands and looped foul behind home plate. Trujillo gives it a look. And it lands in the seats. One ball and one strike on Francisca.
Well, this time a fan made a play off of carom, so Francisca can count himself lucky that time.
Francisca, $1.3 million signing by the Guardians back in 2023. Cruz out of the stretch, throws the 1-1. And a hanging breaking ball is ripped on a line through the right side, rolling all the way towards the track and cut off by Hernandez. Hawk wheels to third. Throw goes into second. Francisca slides in and hangs on the bag with a double. That play was close. Cesar Hernandez did a good job circling behind that line drive, shortening up the throw. He one-hopped it on the shallow right field grass. Otherwise, he might have gotten Francisco with a throw on the fly. Instead, Lynchburg starting to rally with two outs. They have runners at second and third for the three-hitter, Luis Marejo.
Well, you're seeing why the Guardians invited him to play in spring breakout this year. Got an outside curveball, but still muscled it to the pole side.
They love his bat speed. Lightning quick, Francisca from that left side. Now it's Marejo, the righty, who drove in a run with a ground out back in the third inning. It's 5-2 Woodpeckers, tying run at the plate. Cruz delivers. And Marejo watches strike one, a curveball at the knees. The doubles have been tallied up plenty the last couple nights for Lynchburg. Three in yesterday's game, three more today. Here's the nothing and one home. Right back to the breaking ball. Pops to the right of Trujillo, and he quickly jumps on top of it. That was ball one. Anthony Cruz debuting today. Woodpeckers needed four arms to get through last night's ball game. Almonte, Raimi Rodriguez, Grant Burleson, the three out of the pen. See if Cruz can provide some length in the middle innings. His 17th pitch is a 1-1. And a ball a little bit high. Went with the changeup. Last year in the Florida Complex League, Cruz had solid numbers, 3-0 record and a 2.18 ERA. Struck out 38 and 33 innings and had just a .818 whip. 2-1 home. A little bit tight, but called a strike. A little bit off the plate according to the StatCast zone, but Cruz gets the benefit of the call, and one more strike from putting up a zero in the Lynchburg top of the fifth. It's Hawk at third, Francisca at second after the double. The 2-2 on the way. Flinches his knees, drifts outside. And a good take by Marejo. You could tell he was gearing up. And had to have his mind stop the hands. Fourth professional season for Anthony Cruz, and beginning his journey in single A here tonight in downtown Fayetteville. His 20th pitch is a 3-2, and it misses low and inside. Ramped it up at 93 miles an hour, and a pretty easy take for Marejo as he unbuckles the gear, heads to first, and the bases are loaded for Lynchburg with two outs. And the cleanup man, Bennett Thompson, announced to the plate, but first a pitching meeting with the pitching coach, James Wiseman.
We saw this last night out of the Hillcats. Doesn't matter how far they fall behind, they're so disciplined at the plate, and they make you work. They make you earn everything on the mound. And throughout this series, they've known when to take their walks. And it's forcing the Woodpeckers' hand right here in the top of the fifth.
Inning started with two quick ground outs, but with two outs, nobody on, Lynchburg walk, double walk to load them up. Quick look around the league today. Series wrap-up around the Carolina League circuit. Augusta leading Columbia 3-2 in the top of the fifth. Myrtle Beach trying to go to 3-0, sweep Charleston. They lead 4-1 in the top of the sixth inning at the Joe. Back to action here as Bennett Thompson stands in and takes the first pitch down to the dirt. It's ball one. Carolina and Fredericksburg went to extra innings today. Mudcats sweep the Frednats with a 10th inning walk-off. They defeat Fredericksburg 9-8. Salem edges out Delmarva 6-5, and Kannapolis beats Hickory 7-5, hands the Crawdads their first loss. 1-0. A line drive pulled along the left field line. This could be trouble. Villarreal into the corner. It drops off to his right. He cuts it off before the track. Two runs come home as Thompson hustles into second with a two-run double. Hawk and Francisca score from second and third. Marejo ends up at third. And a two-out rally is rolling for Lynchburg. It's back to a one-run game, 5-4 Woodpeckers.
And that's two doubles today for Thompson. The first one he hit was a lot more powerful, but this time all he had to do was place it down the left field line, and Villarreal was never going to get there.
So four straight Hillcats have reached with two outs. Four doubles in the game for the Lynchburg lineup, two with two outs in this inning alone. And Christopher Espinola is into the left side. Seventh Hillcat to stand in this inning. He has struck out and grounded out 0 for 2. First pitch. He pops it up on the infield behind the mound. Powell giving way to Holy, the second baseman, and Max Holy secures it at the shoulder for the final out of the fifth. But Lynchburg rallies with two outs, nobody on. They put four aboard, drive home two on the Thompson double, and cut it to a one-run game at the midway point. Come back for the bottom of the fifth. Series rubber match. The Woodpeckers lead 5-4.
It's time for the Village Family Dental Track Race. Let's go down to the field with Trav Bledsoe. Take it away, TB.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. All right, we have the track race coming up with three contestants, Blake, Ryan, Joseph. But for now, we're going to call them a hot dog, banana, and taco. The first one to cross this finish line, the winner gets a Village Family Dental prize pack. Woodpeckers fans, are you ready? Contestants, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! All right, who's gonna win? Hot dog, taco, or banana? Taco or banana are at it. It looks like banana is not slipping right here. Okay, banana, taking it all the way home. Let's go, let's go. Yes, sir. Make sure you visit our friends at Village Family Dental. Back to you, Mr. Thomas.
This is another pitching change brought to you by Cash Pop from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play up to five times a day. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number down, you win. Now pitching for the Hillcats, number 22, Rafe Schlesinger. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers.
Esmail Valencia starts out the home half of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers. Lynchburg scoring twice in the top half, now a 5-4 Fayetteville lead. And a new arm into the game for Lynchburg as a strike is brought home by Rafe Schlesinger. Schlesinger, the lefty, taking over for Isaac Martinez, picked up the final out of the fourth inning. Draws a swing and miss out of Valencia for strike two. Schlesinger will see Holy and then Trimble, 5, 6, and 7 scheduled of the Fayetteville lineup as Valencia calls for time. Give you the final line on those two Lynchburg relievers in the last inning. Check swing on a high one. They appeal up the line, and Dylan Toomey says he did not go. For Aldeano, he gives up the three Fayetteville runs in the bottom of the fourth, over two-thirds of an inning, as a tapper's hit right back to the mound. Schlesinger has it, twirls, and fires with that left arm over to first base for the first out of the inning. Makes it a little more difficult when you're a lefty coming forward on a play like that. You have to give it almost a 360-degree spin, but he makes the play and sends Max Holy up to the plate for a third time.
And perhaps the Hillcats are looking for him to stretch. They've already used a couple relievers today, and Schlesinger, a guy who's had starting experience in his college days at Miami, so he's got the capability of giving these Hillcats innings.
Holy takes a swing at the 0-1 and rolls it out to second base for Howe. He picks up and tosses on to first base with a routine out number two. So Max Holy finally gets to pull the trigger and cut it something. He had walked in each of his first two plate appearances. And with two quick outs in the Fayetteville fifth, here's Justin Trimble. Woodpeckers led at 5-2 at one stage. Two in the top of the Lynchburg fifth cuts it to a 5-4 current score. Down and away on the first one to Trimble. And it's 1-0. Trimble is 0-2, a foul out to the third base side foul territory his last time around. Left on left, the 1-1 rides high and tight. Two balls and no strikes on Trimble. Checks his swing on the 2-0, and it was in the zone anyways, says Reggie Webb. Two balls and a strike. This is approaching that part of the order where Woodpeckers did some damage in the fourth inning with Carlos Caro standing on deck. Low and away pitch, 3-1 on Trimble. He'd love to get another man on base for Caro after he deposited one deep on the berm his last time around. The 3-1 in on the fist, skipping beyond the mound and played behind the bag by Francisca. Shortstop steps and throws to first, and the Woodpeckers side is retired in order on three rollouts. Successful start to the day for Rafe Schlesinger. We go to the sixth with the Woodpeckers leading the Hillcats 5-4.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Private First Class Gabriela Mendez from Newport News, Virginia. Private Mendez joined the Army to get a jump start on adulthood. She has two siblings in her life and in her free time enjoys rock climbing and playing volleyball. Fans, let's hear it for Private First Class Gabriela Mendez. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers thanks you for your service. And they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Anthony Cruz. Leading off the top.
One run game as we begin the top of the sixth inning. Sunday rubber match on opening weekend. Hillcats took yesterday's Saturday ball game by a 6-5 final score, and this one eerily similar, albeit a little more scoring in the early innings. Garrett Howe is the leadoff lefty for the Hillcats and takes low from Fayetteville right-hander Anthony Cruz. His 1-0 drifts outside, missed with a changeup. It's two balls and no strikes on Howe, who's hitless in two trips, a strikeout and a fly to center. Cruz delivers and hits the mitt for a strike. Changeup, a fastball make it right on the outside edge. 2-1 on Howe. Cesarini on deck, and then Jose Perella, the 6-7-8 of the order here. Cruz shakes off, now has the one he wants. And the 2-1 is a little too far outside. Three balls and a strike on Howe, the Atlanta, Georgia native. Still looking for his first hit of the season. He's a combined 0-9 in the series. Cruz examines, throws the 3-1. And draws a nice swing and miss off a slider. Willing to go to that pitch behind in the count, 3-1, fills it up.
Based off that swing, it looked like Howe was expecting fastball, and he was just way early on the slider.
Former Samford Bulldog sticks the bat out and shoots a soft liner out towards Max Holy at second. He fields with his heels on the cut of the outfield grass and throws to first to retire Howe. Howe drops to 0 for 3 on the day. One gone in the Lynchburg sixth for Ryan Cesarini, the seven hitter. Five-four Woodpeckers. They're out hitting the Hillcats today 6-4. But the Hillcats are slugging. All four of their hits have gone for doubles. Here's a fly opposite way, drifting into the seats and out of play. I guess you could say the same for the Woodpeckers. They're slugging as well. A pair of home runs in the fourth inning. Two-run shot by Carlos Caro. Moments later, a laser over the right center field wall from Cesar Hernandez. Here's a low curve dug out for a foul by Cesarini, and it's nothing and two. Cesarini has doubled and rolled out to the first baseman. One for two start to his day. The kick and the 0-2 pitch. Shot foul into the screen. Woodpeckers will have an off day tomorrow, but a travel day. They get on the bus in the morning and head to Salisbury, Maryland. Six-game series against the Orioles affiliate begins Tuesday night at 7:05, then back to Fayetteville against Fredericksburg. Another 0-2 runs up and outside. Next homestand, if you're planning on coming out, kicks off April 15th with a 6:35 p.m. start. That'll be our game time Tuesdays through Thursdays. 1-2 is popped into short right field. Max Holy drifts back a couple of steps and makes the two-hand squeeze of the chest. It's back-to-back at-bats where Anthony Cruz has coaxed left-handed hitters to kind of reach out across the plate and tip it off the end of the bat. Now it's Jose Perella, the eight hitter, with two gone, bases empty.
It looks like Cruz has this part of the lineup off balance. Those two swings where the hitters put the ball in play, he got it off the end of the bat and just rolled over on it.
Curveball rolls into the zone for a called strike one. Infield with a shift to the pole side against the DH Perella. Pal towards the middle. More off speed. That one looks a little outside. 1-1. 15 games in total between these two sides in the regular season. The 1-1 pitch is off the plate away. Woodpeckers will head up to the mountains of Lynchburg a little bit later in the summer. They'll have one more series here in North Carolina as well. On a 2-1, Perella gets underneath it. Sky-high fly into medium-depth left field. Villarreal makes a last-second correction over to his left and puts it away with a one-handed snare. It ends a 1-2-3 inning for Anthony Cruz. He's through his first scoreless frame with the Woodpeckers, keeps the one-run lead intact. On to the bottom of the sixth with Fayetteville out in front, 5-4.
It's time for the Hutchins Law Firm Challenge. Let's go down to the third base dugout with Trav Bledsoe. Take it away, TB.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Oh, I just almost fell. Anyway, this is the Hutchins Fan Challenge. Now, what we're going to do with Olivia and Gabriel, we are going to draw the Woodpeckers logo, and we have a few seconds to look up at the board and then remember it and draw it yourself. So look and draw. You have 30 seconds. Oh man, you already started off wrong. Okay, you working with something. What is that? Is that an eagle? Let me go over here. Whoa. Okay, oh, okay. My bad. You know. It looks like Adventure Time, but it's okay. I see what you're doing. I see what you... Okay, you're really taking your time right here. You're really... How many times do we... 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Drop it. Okay. Fans, I need y'all help. All right. So y'all are going to hold it up. Go ahead, Olivia, hold yours up. Gabriel, hold yours up. Now, Olivia. Give it up for Olivia if you think her drawing is the closest. Alright. Give it up for Gabriel if you think his is the closest. Wow. Alright, I think we have our winner. It's Gabriel. Give it up for Gabriel. All right, and also remember, Hutchins Law Firm has been providing high performance.
Carlos Caro leads off the Fayetteville sixth inning. Coming off a two-run home run his last time around in the fourth. Left-hander Rafe Schlesinger delivers inside on a slider and did clip the zone. It's nothing and one on Caro. It was a gargantuan swing for him out to the left field berm. Estimated distance of 373. He fouls the pitch back and it's nothing and two. Perhaps Carlos Caro can be a home run leader for Fayetteville in 2025 by year's end. Check swing and an appeal up the first baseline. He didn't go. Last season, it was Naomar Ochoa Jr. who led the Woodpeckers in home runs, clubbed 10 of them over 103 games. The 1-2 is called strike three. Fastball framed on the outer edge for out number one. There hasn't been too many strikeouts to speak of tonight for the Woodpeckers. They're on pace for their season low out of their three games played thus far. That's the fourth and the second for Caro. So it's been a mixed bag tonight for the Fayetteville designated hitter. A two-run home run sandwiched between a pair of backwards Ks. First pitch strike to Raylan Perez at the bottom of the order. Raylan Perez making his single-A debut today. He's 0-for-2 with a fly to center and a strikeout. Scoots out of the way of an inside pitch, now 1-1. His fly to center in the second inning was a deep one. It fell just shy of the center field wall. The 1-1 blitzes into the zone for a strike. 1-2.
He has looked good with the glove today. Made a couple of tough plays at third.
And he's a switch hitter, so he's swung over to the right side of the plate here. He's late getting to a fastball, and Schlesinger takes quick care of Perez. On back-to-back strikeouts, there's two away in the Fayetteville sixth for Cesar Hernandez. 5-4 Woodpeckers. Five runs on six hits, no errors. Love to see that. The Woodpeckers have not committed a defensive miscue this weekend. First pitch to Cesar in a left-on-left battle is strike one. Four runs on four hits and two errors for the Hillcats. The pitch. Line shot right back up the middle and out into center field. Cesar Hernandez has caught another barrel, and he'll hang at first with a two-out single. Off the bat at 97 miles per hour. And Cesar Hernandez has the first three-hit game by a Woodpecker this season.
Not only that, he's reached in all four trips to the plate. He's just a triple shy of the cycle.
And with his speed, something in the gap, he could get there. Caden Powell keeps the feet close, winds up and hacks it foul along third. You know, there's never been a cycle in Woodpeckers history, Ryan. Quick little history lesson. Year number six of the franchise here in 2025. Nobody's done it. Look down to first in the 0-1. Down to the dirt. That gets through Thompson. He can't find it. Does a 360 and finally picks up the baseball. Wild pitch sends Cesar Hernandez down to second base. That errant fastball got not only Thompson, but I think a piece of the home plate umpire, Reggie Webb, as well.
I think you're right, and Thompson was looking to the heavens, trying to figure out where that baseball was, and by the time he located it, Hernandez was a couple steps away from second base.
So Carolina, the one team that goes 3-0 in the North Division this week, along with Salem. Those two ball clubs at the top of the North by weekend's end. The Woodpeckers hoping to be one game behind them come Tuesday at 2-1. Knee-high fastball a little bit inside, and it goes to 2-1 on Powell. Obviously too early to be talking about standings implications, but it will be interesting to see how the Woodpeckers fare switching into the North Division for the first time this year. 2-1 is down and in. At the 40-game mark is when things start to get interesting.
Right, with the season split into halves, yep. You have a chance to clinch your spot by, I want to say, end of June?
Yeah, so it's right at the midway point. So you slice 132 in half. And that's 66 games fouled straight back. So at the 66-game mark, first-half champs will be crowned in the North and in the South. And it's a four-team playoff for the postseason. First and second-half champs in the North and the South Division will square off in a best-of-three division series, then a best-of-three championship series. 3-2. And Powell rung up looking on an inside fastball. He hops up and down. He thought it was too far inside and perhaps a little bit low. Statcast strike zone confirms that was a little too low on Caden, but he's rung up to end the sixth. Single is all. Woodpeckers leave a man stranded in scoring position. And through six innings tonight at Segra Stadium, the Woodpeckers lead 5-4.
For your backyard. From lush landscapes to custom pools, they've got the winning game plan for your outdoor space. Call Perfection Landscaping today.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Fans, it's time for the last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Anthony Cruz.
Into the seventh inning, series up for grabs, and the Woodpeckers hanging on to a one-run lead over the Hillcats 5-4. Jeffrey Mercedes stands in against Anthony Cruz. And to take you through the action once more, let's send it back to Ryan Zimmerman.
Thanks, Andrew. It's Cruz against Mercedes to open the seventh, and the first pitch to him, a fastball runs high, 1-0. Cruz got the first two outs of each of his first two innings in short order. The 1-0, a fastball touches down in the dirt before Trujillo gloved it, 2-0. He ran into some trouble in the fifth, ended up allowing two runs, both on the Bennett Thompson double, the 2-0. Mercedes shakes his head at a pitch low and away, 3-0. But he course corrected in the sixth en route to a perfect frame. From the windup, Cruz deals. Mercedes lines it to right. Hernandez on the move, but this gets down for a hit. Big turnaround first, but the strong throw holds him there. But a leadoff single puts the tying run aboard to open the back third. Cruz will have to work from the stretch against the top of the Lynchburg order as he gets his second look at Tommy Hawk. 5-4, Fayetteville's lead a slim one with one on and nobody out to start the seventh. A lot of wheels both on the base paths and at the plate. Cruz delivers. Fastball brushes Hawk back, 1-0. He's 0-1 to this point, Hawk, but he has reached base twice, both on walks. Stole a bag on a double steal in the third. He's also scored twice. A nod now the 1-0. Hawk watches one go low and away, and he's ahead in the count, 2-0. Cruz has now thrown six pitches in this inning. Five of them have been balls. Mercedes opens up his lead at first. Trimble holds him there, the 2-0. Fastball runs inside and catches Hawk on the back. An inauspicious start to the seventh for Anthony Cruz. Both of the first two Hillcats reach, and now both the tying and go-ahead runs are aboard.
Well, Tommy Hawk showing he's a tough ball player. 90 miles an hour right in the middle of the shoulder blades. Could hear the thud up here in the broadcast booth, and I did all you can do. You know it's going to hit you. Just turn your numbers to it and take your base.
He's not a guy you want to hit. Plenty of speed aboard for Welby and Francisca to work with. He owns one of Lynchburg's five hits, a double back in the fifth. The Woodpecker infield plays him the pole. Cruz's pitch. Francisca flies it out to straightaway central. Valencia centers underneath and makes the catch. Both runners tag. The throw comes to third, and it is in time to nail Mercedes. Trujillo points out to center field. Cruz doing the same to salute Valencia. He showed off the cannon for an 8-5 double play.
Absolute laundry line to center third base, Ryan. Valencia lining that thing up. He gave himself a little bit of room and got it out so quick. Perfectly placed to the corner of the bag where Perez could just make the catch, have the glove there for the tag. What a play.
The Woodpeckers aren't out of the woods just yet. Hawk did advance to second on the throw, and Luis Marejo gets to bat with a runner in scoring position. He looks at a curveball that drops into the left-handed batter's box, 1-0. 5-4, Woodpeckers lead the Hillcats. The official ruling is in. Our official scorer, Sammy Batten, has ruled it an 8-5 double play. The 1-0. Marejo lofts it out to shallow center. Holy back, Valencia in. The center fielder puts it away. Esmiel Valencia was involved in all three outs in the top of the seventh. And what started off looking disastrous turned out to be pretty good for the Woodpeckers. An 8-5 double play, the highlight, as Fayetteville remains in front. Stretch time at Sagra Stadium. Woodpeckers on top 5-4 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take me out to the ball game. Jay, sing a little louder. So it's root. They sing it loud at the old. Atta boy, Peckers. Atta boy.
Woodpeckers have some momentum on their side in the bottom of the seventh. They held off the Lynchburg rally to maintain their lead 5-4, and they've got the heart of the order due up against Rafe Schlesinger. His first offering to Hansel Villarroyal flies high, 1-0. The Hillcats got each of their first two batters on thanks to a single and a hit by pitch. Villarroyal grounds the 1-0 to short. An easy room service hop for Francisca, and he fires to first in time. But Esmiel Valencia came to the rescue. An 8-5 double play gunned down Jeffrey Mercedes trying to advance to third before securing a fly ball just a couple pitches later to keep the lead intact. Nobody on, one away for Kedar Trujillo. The first pitch to him. Fastball clips the low inside corner, 0-1. The Lynchburg bullpen has been a bit shaky throughout this series, but Schlesinger has put forth a calming effort. Ground ball to the left side. That gets through the 5-6 hole into left field. Trujillo has his first Woodpeckers hit. He's on with one aboard for Esmiel Valencia. Speak of the devil. Schlesinger fired a perfect first two batters in the sixth, ended up striking out the shy, but he's now allowed two knocks. A brief pause in the action as Marejo corrals a loose baseball. They were trying to throw it back to Schlesinger, but got a little out of whack. But fortunately for the Hillcats, time had already been called. So Schlesinger receives a new pill. First pitch to Valencia. Fastball low and in. Starts off his fourth trip. He's had a nice day both at the plate and in the outfield. He got the scoring started with a two-run double back in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 to him. He's a little late on Schlesinger's heater, and he fouls it off to the right side. 5-4, Fayetteville has the lead late. A vital insurance run stands on first in the form of Kedar Trujillo. The 1-1, it pops in and out of Thompson's glove inside, squirts behind home plate, and Trujillo advances on what will be scored a wild pitch. The job made a little easier for Valencia to drive in run number six. The official ruling is in, and I did not speak too soon. It is a wild pitch. A look back towards Trujillo, the 2-1. Valencia spoils it off to the right side, and Schlesinger evens the count, 2-2. He's got a traditional pitch mix. Fastball and slider to start it off, but his changeup is not. It's called a kick change in the Lynchburg notes. The break even, Valencia laid on the heater, but gets enough on it to stay alive. Fouled it past the Woodpecker dugout on the first base side. Have you ever heard of a kick change?
I have not. Heard of a kick stand on a bike.
I've heard of a kick flip, but not a kick change. Valencia chokes up another 2-2. Can't catch up to the kick change. Strike three. Already four strikeouts for Schlesinger in an inning and two-thirds. That's the second of the swinging variety, and he's an out away from stranding an insurance run in scoring position. It's up to Max Holy to cash it in. Fayetteville ahead 5-4. Trujillo on second, two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Schlesinger offers. Can't catch the low inside corner with that kick change. You know, I was on Pitching Ninja's Twitter earlier today, and, you know, it feels like you see a new pitch come up every type of... Every day you see something new. Mm-hmm. Holy takes a look at a fastball low 2-0. The most recent one I saw, Roki Sasaki now throws a dragon fork.
That is, does it breathe fire? I don't know what that pitch would entail.
2-0, fastball right down the middle, and Schlesinger picks up strike one. Maybe the path of the fork ball looks like the path of the flames escaping a dragon's mouth when he breathes fire.
Okay.
That would be my guess. The 2-1. Holy spits on a low fastball, 3-1 to the second baseman. You know, with this new era of baseball, power sinkers, sweepers, never seen a dragon fork or a kick change before. A look back towards second, the 3-1. Holy holds off. But Schlesinger hits his spot on the inside edge. The count goes full.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the torpedo bat craze that's taking over baseball on the hitting side of things.
Maybe these new pitches are meant to counteract it.
Counteract the torpedo bat, yeah.
Doesn't matter the barrel size when you have 15 inches of break. Schlesinger looks back at Trujillo. Now the payoff to Holy. Fastball outside, ball four. Holy draws his third walk of the day. That's now two games in this opening series with three free passes. And that puts two on with two away for Justin Trimble. It's 5-4 Fayetteville. They're mounting a two-out rally against the newest Lynchburg reliever. A quick chat between Schlesinger and Thompson precedes Trimble's fourth AB. He's got a chance to wipe away an 0-for-3 start. Two groundouts and a foul pop-out for the Fayetteville first baseman so far. Trujillo leads off second, Holy off first. Only Trujillo being held on. Francisca lines up right behind him. The pitch to Trimble, fastball low and away. Thompson had to extend that left arm to save the second wild pitch of the inning. Schlesinger's pitch count is starting to rise. The next offering will be his 44th. Here it comes. That's low and away. Trimble ahead, two balls and no strikes. If he can find his way aboard the first home run hero of the contest, Carlos Cauro stands on deck. The 2-0. This time, Schlesinger hits his spot. Dotted the low outside corner with his heater. The Lynchburg infield plays Trimble the pull. The 2-1. Trimble pops it up in foul ground behind home plate. Thompson ditches the mask, settles underneath, and snow cones it for out number three. The Woodpeckers put two aboard, but Schlesinger walks the tightrope and keeps this a one-run game. 5-4, Woodpeckers lead with two innings to go at Segra Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for the Fayetteville Regional Airport Luggage Race. Let's head down to the field with Trav Bledsoe. Take it away, TB.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. All right, we have Steve and Jake. They are Army vets on TDY from Germany, and they are headed back in 2 weeks. But here's the thing. Here's how this luggage race works. The first one to put on jersey, pants, pack the suitcase, and cross the finish line wins, all right? Y'all ready? Contestants, y'all ready? Woodpecker fans, are y'all ready? Count with me. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, oh man, come on now. Oh my goodness. One's moving, both are moving slow, but one is moving slower, better than the other one. Okay, here we go. All right, I think we have Steve. I think Steve is about to win. Steve, yes, sir. Give it up for Steve! Shout out to Fayetteville Regional Airport at the end. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Thomas.
The best bird in the world is 6 outs away from a birthday victory. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 5-4 as we head to the top of the eighth of Bunker's birthday bash. And with that, Andrew Chapman is back on the play-by-play. He'll take you the rest of the way.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Trying to grab an opening weekend series before hitting the road tomorrow morning. Right-hander Cruz looks into Thompson and throws the first pitch of the inning. Misses a little bit low with it, and it's one ball and no strikes. Bennett Thompson has been the tough out today for Woodpecker pitching. A pair of doubles, a run scored, and two RBI. A look in by Cruz. His 1-0 is taken for a belt-high slider, strike one.
Even his lone out today was allowed out, mm-hmm. A line out to short.
Yeah, hit squarely towards Caden Powell. The 1-1, 50 pitches in. It's a little high and inside. Breaking ball that didn't move a ton. Two balls and a strike on Thompson, originally from Medford, Oregon. The motion and the 2-1 delivery gets him reaching out in front. Levels it up at two balls and two strikes. These Woodpeckers and Hillcats will square off again starting April 22nd on the road in Lynchburg. 2-2. On the ground towards third and foul. Nice one-hand grab by the manager, Jordan Smith. A great pick. That had some speed behind it. Manager made the play.
You know what? Smith was an outfielder in his day. You don't expect those guys to have the best hands on ground balls, but he made that look easy.
Here's the whine and the 2-2 pitch. Curveball drops in for a called strike three. Thompson has a parting word for Reggie Webb. He thought that pitch was a little too far high and in, but StatCast strike zone has it just grabbing the corner. Well located by Cruz.
Hasn't relied on the strikeout as much today. That's only his first, but after that problematic fifth, he's been rolling ever since.
It's been a game with a lot of stuff in play. Just the fifth strikeout for Lynchburg hitters. Woodpeckers have fanned only seven times as the 1-0 to Espinola is lined out towards first. Took a funny hop off the cut of the grass. Trimble corrals it and runs it over to first base for out number two. Good adjustments by Trimble to backhand that one hopping line drive. And now here's Garrett Howe.
He's been a steady hand at first today. There have been a couple balls hit his way with some side spins. Had to go both directions to knock some ground balls down, but he's made it look easy.
Howe is hitless in this game and in the series. Combined 0 for 10 this weekend. Attacks the first pitch and fouls it into the netting, nothing and one. Howe is struck out, flied to center, and grounded out to second. This is his second time facing Anthony Cruz, who took over in the fifth behind Luis Rodriguez. Here's the 0-1. And a hanging breaking ball is lined over the leaping glove of Holy at second into right field. So Garrett Howe, in perhaps his final at-bat of the series, collects his first hit of the weekend. Max Holy almost got the leather on that.
A valiant effort. If you were a couple inches taller, that's an L4 in your scorecard, but you had to figure that first hit was coming for Howe. He's too good of a hitter to get shut out. A .369 batting average in his final season at Samford. That's why the Guardians like him. He can make contact like that.
In stands Ryan Cesarini, and first time is called by the plate umpire for a reset of the pitch clock. 18-second timer with the man at first. 5-4 Woodpeckers. The tying run is on with two outs. Cesarini looks at the first pitch low and in, and it's 1-0. Anthony Cruz about to throw his 60th as the bullpen activates for the Woodpeckers, a right-hander beginning to throw. They're trying to get through eight innings with just two arms. Low outside corner fastball is in there. And it's 1-1 on Cesarini, who doubled in his first at-bat in the second inning against the starter Luis Rodriguez. The 1-1. Checks his swing. Did they go? The appeal behind the mound. No, he did not. That was a close 50-50 check. Now a 2-1 count. Woodpeckers will have their 8-9-1 scheduled in the bottom of the eighth with a chance to add some insurance. The 2-1. Cesarini whiffs through a good slider, biting inside on the lefty.
Well, if Cruz can't get through this inning, we have an ID on the main in the pen. It's Francisco Frias.
I believe Frias pitched on opening night, didn't he? Here's the pitch. It is lifted out into playable right field for Hernandez. Looking into the twilight sky, puts the two hands above the cap, makes the catch. And the eighth inning comes to a close. A two-out single is all. The Lynchburg Hillcats leave the tying man stranded. And the Woodpeckers with a chance to add on to the home eighth. They lead 5-4 with the 8-9-1 scheduled when we return to Segra Stadium on opening weekend. The Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, make sure to come to the Woodpeckers games on the weekdays to save some money and enjoy baseball. Every Tuesday home game is Tacos and Tall Boys. Enjoy $2 tacos while supplies last and $4 Corona or Modelo Tall Boys all night. Wednesday home games, you can enjoy dollar hot dogs throughout the game. And on Thursdays, get your weekend started early on Thirsty Thursday. Enjoy $5 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products. Following the game, head over to Healy's for one more drink and enjoy live music. For more information, visit our website. This call to the bullpen, introducing Cash Pop, brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play the newest draw game. Pick any number, 1 to 15. If it matches the number drawn, all right, you're a winner. Now pitching for the Hillcats, number 29, Logan McGuire.
Packers hanging on to a 5-4 lead. They jumped in front with a 3-run bottom of the fourth, have hung on since. Carlos Caro leads off the home eighth inning, trying to add some insurance against a new Lynchburg right-hander, Logan McGuire. McGuire's first pitch, a knee-high fastball in the zone for strike one. Caro contributed to that 3-run fourth inning with a 2-run home run to left field. Landed on the berm for the first Woodpecker home run of the regular season. From the chest and working out of the stretch, McGuire draws a ground ball out to short. It is two-handed by Francisca. A step and an accurate throw to the chest of Marejo. And Caro is retired. He goes to 1-for-4 with the home run. Here's Raylan Perez.
Outside of one inning, this has been a really well-pitched game from the Hillcats. Jacob Zibben ran into some bad luck thanks to two errors in the first, and since Austin Aldeano gave up those two bombs, Isaac Martinez and Rafe Schlesinger have steadied the ship.
First pitch to Perez. A fastball for a strike, and it's nothing in one. McGuire, a 22-year-old right-hander with a four-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider, and curve. He pitched last year collegiately at Georgia Tech. Here's the pitch. And Perez watches another fastball go by for strike two. Season debut for McGuire as he brings it home and on the 0-2 misses with an elevated fastball. Base is empty. And one gone with the infield slightly shifted. Mercedes is off the line at third, closer to short. Here's the two-strike pitch. Perez lays off again, staying exceptionally patient. 2-2 level count. On the Astros affiliate system today, a crazy game in Greensboro. The Tourists edging out the Grasshoppers for their first win of the year, 12-10. The 2-2. And Perez shoots it foul over to the third base on deck circle. Cam Fisher hit his first home run of the year. So did Will Bush, popular Woodpecker from a year ago. Christian Gonzalez hit a home run. So did Garrett Gilmet. Four Asheville home runs in that ball game. And they out-hit the Grasshoppers 14-11. Fastball blows away, Perez swinging. And good velo behind that one from McGuire at 94 miles an hour to pick up his first K as a single-A ball player.
Taking a look through the line score, Asheville was down early. Grasshoppers scored all 10 of their runs from the third through the fifth, and Asheville had to pick up six unanswered runs through the final third to get the job done in comeback fashion.
Low pitch to start out Cesar Hernandez, top of the Woodpecker order. Fifth plate appearance for Hernandez. He's a triple shy of the cycle today. A double, a home run, and a single. He's also walked. The long set, the 1-0. And Hernandez hops a foul past Alfredo Granier, Woodpeckers' first base coach. Never been a cycle in Woodpecker's history. And to get there, he needs the hardest one. Seen one triple in this series. It was Max Holies in the second inning on Friday night. McGuire deals the 1-1. And Cesar flies an opposite field one to left for Espinola. He tracks back, continues to drift, makes the catch just short of the track, and ends a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth for the Woodpeckers. So for a second straight night, Fayetteville takes a one-run lead into the ninth inning. Can they hold on tonight to win the opening weekend series? Find out next when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. 5-4 Peckers.
Ends for kids run the bases and catch in the outfield. Bunkers Buddy members can enter the field from section 126. All other participants can enter from the section number 128.
Pensar que voy para el cielo, pero a veces yo no sé, te soy sincero. Si muero, quizás vea Dios, quién sabe si me quemo. A veces no sé pa' dónde voy perdido como Nemo. Solo sé que todos los míos estamos haciendo dinero.
Fans, this Woodpeckers call to the bullpen is being brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 15, Francisco Frias.
Cuando tocamos fondo, nos miramos al fondo y nos conocemos. Sí, sí. Yeah, yeah. Y el dinero no lo es todo, pero vivo más tranquilo. Con las cuentas llenas y el corazón vacío. Me tiran sin saber que pa' los lados yo ni miro. Yo no les hago caso, saben dónde me paso. Me siento orgulloso si en el espejo me miro. Me hice multimillonario estando herido. Yo estoy arriba, me quieren tumbar como un corrido. Pero estoy pa' los cuartos, no estoy pa' los atrasos. A mí sure los asisto, me dicen campazo. Ese cabrón no es pa' los monas, es pa' los mazos. Ría, niga, aprovechame que estamos escasos. Pa' mí solo hay aprendizaje, no existen fracasos. Y la lluvia nunca es campo. Fui en contra del viento y la marea. Dios no deja un guerrero en el campo. Yeah.
Now playing left field for the Woodpeckers, number 6, Lucas Spence.
Voy pa'l cielo, pero a veces yo no sé, te soy sincero. Si muero, quizás vea Dios, quién sabe si me quemo. A veces no sé pa' dónde voy.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Hillcats, the designated.
Game on the line in the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville can win the series with three more outs. They're on top of the Hillcats 5-4 and turn to new right-hander Francisco Frias out of the pen. His first pitch on a line and fair past the reach of Trimble and careening off the sidewall. Perella hustling to second. Throw by Hernandez is not in time. He slides in with a leadoff double. So instant offense for the Hillcats. As Perella just barely tucks a low line drive inside the first base chalk line behind the bag. It would have rolled all the way into the corner, but it caromed into foul territory, hit the sidewall where the grandstand juts towards the line. Otherwise, you may have had a potential triple there. It might have saved a base. Lynchburg doubles for the fifth time tonight. And the tying run is on against Frias for Jeffrey Mercedes. First pitch to Mercedes is a strike. The book is closed on Anthony Cruz. Good day in relief for him. Four innings, four hits, two earned runs, two walks, and a strikeout behind the starter Luis Rodriguez, and now Frias trying for the save. Here's the 0-1. It is popped up. Shallow left field. Powell drifting out. New left fielder Lucas Spence scampers under it, makes the catch. That's too shallow for Perella to tag. And there's one gone in the Lynchburg ninth inning, so Spence instantly involved. Defensive substitution during the half-inning break, removing Hansel Villarreal from the game. Villarreal making his first start of the year in left field, but only goes 8 innings tonight before the replacement. We'll monitor that going into next week. Now it's Tommy Hawk, top of the Lynchburg order, who has walked twice and been hit by a pitch. A look to second, first one home, and Hawk with a line drive into right field. This is going to tie the game. All the way into the corner it goes. Perella circles around third. He stomps across the plate. Hawk wheels around second. He's going to third and slides in with a game-tying triple. What a huge swing with an out in the top of the ninth for Tommy Hawk. The Wake Forest product rips to third, and he's 90 feet away from giving Lynchburg another ninth inning comeback lead. The Woodpeckers have blown a save in the ninth for the second straight night. We're all tied at 5-5. And now a meeting on the mound with James Wiseman walking out to talk to Frias. The pitch was on the inner part of the plate. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball about thigh-high. And Tommy Hawk was ready for it. He timed it up a little early on the swing, but got the barrel on it. And anything in the corners or in the alleyways for Tommy Hawk is likely a triple. He has really good wheels. He was the guy that Lynchburg turned to last night in the ninth inning as a pinch runner. He stole second, made it to third on a throwing error, came across to score the tying run. Tonight he represents the go-ahead run. Welbin Francisca, the new lefty in, and he takes strike one from Frias. It'll not be a winning decision tonight for Anthony Cruz after his four innings of relief. Frias throws, and Francisca sticks the bat out. The infield playing shallow, backhanded by Trimble. He won't go home. He goes to first with Holy covering to get the out. But the Hillcats have taken the lead. Boy, history repeating itself on opening weekend. Last night, the Woodpeckers bringing a 5-4 lead into the ninth inning. They surrendered two runs to fall behind 6-5. And less than 24 hours later, they've done it again.
Baseball is a funny game like that. You come to the park every day thinking you've seen everything, and then you see something new. And I think that qualifies as something new.
It'll go as a 3-4 with the RBI for Francisca. Two outs for Luis Marejo. And the three-hitter pops this up towards the third base dugout. Perez drifts, gives it a look. It'll end up at the drink rails. The only difference in tonight's ninth inning comeback for Lynchburg compared to yesterday is that this one's all by their own doing. Last night was aided along a little bit by that Schiavone throwing error from behind the plate. But today, Lynchburg just putting together the timely at-bats against Francisco Frias. Here's the wind in the 1-1. Up and in, turns Marejo away. Frias has been on the mound already this weekend. He pitched two-thirds of an inning on opening night and was one of those arms that combined for the 7-0 shutout. Here's a sharp ground ball yanked out to short. Powell has it. He sets his feet, throws to first. The inning is over, but the Lynchburg comeback is complete. They score twice on a Jose Perella double, a triple, and an RBI ground out. And now it's the Woodpeckers fighting to stay alive. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Lynchburg trying to close down the opening weekend series. When we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, they lead 6-5. We'll be right back.
mound for the Hillcats, Logan McGuire.
Y'all ready for this?
Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 3, Hayden Powell.
Well, the script has flipped once again. Lynchburg pulls out their second straight ninth inning comeback. And a mirror image score of last night, 6-5 Hillcats with Caden Powell leading off the Woodpecker ninth inning against Logan McGuire in his second inning of relief work. McGuire out of the stretch, delivers, and gets a strike against Powell, knee-high fastball. Woodpeckers with 5 runs on 8 hits. Lynchburg's drawn level in the hit column. 6 runs on 8 hits. A Tommy Hawk triple tied the game. Then he scored on a ground out from Francisca. Here's the 0-1. Powell looks at it low and away. Good news is for Fayetteville, you have some prime hitters coming up here. Caden Powell. Now Lucas Spence occupies the 3 spot. He came on as a defensive replacement. Last inning for Villarreal and is on deck. Here comes the 1-1. Low and outside. But maybe that's a little better matchup-wise. Villarreal a righty and Spence a lefty who squared up a couple of balls in yesterday's start. Powell is the 2-hit night. 3-game hit streak to begin his season. The 2-1. And he rockets this one out to the right center field. Gap Cesarini with a lunge, and he makes the catch. Cesarini cuts it off in the alleyway and saves extra bases. Caden Powell is stunned as he removes his helmet, slowly walks back towards the dugout, looks over to Cesarini in shock.
He could not have hit that ball much better. 111 off the bat with some side spin into the right center field gap, but Cesarini got a great initial jump and timed his dive perfectly. Logan McGuire was loving it on the mound.
Now it's Lucas Spence, first at bat of the game after a defensive replacement and left last inning. He looks at strike 1. I mean, the difficulty level on that catch from Cesarini. Low liner with slice to it. I mean, you have to take an absolutely perfect route as Spence spoils the pitch off to the left and out of play.
And that's a momentum killer, too. You think Fayetteville's got something going. Powell squares a ball up, but no. Cesarini just decided he wasn't having any of it.
And the fact that he dove at it, he lunged and hit the ground afterward. The center fielder, Hawk, wasn't very close to the play. That's a triple if it gets by Cesarini. And a pitch clock violation assessed on McGuire, giving an automatic ball to Spence. It's now 1-2. What a momentum swing, like you said, Ryan. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Spence looks at it up and away. We got a couple offensive MVPs for Lynchburg and Hawk and Jose Perella, the defensive MVP of the night, Cesarini. For that play alone, the 2-2 pitch, high and in, and Lucas Spence in a full count. Woodpeckers just need a base runner with fewer than 2 outs here.
I'll tell you
what, Spence aboard.
Woodpeckers aren't going to miss those guys when they go back to Lynchburg tonight.
20th pitch of the night is fouled straight back. Logan McGuire. In his professional debut tonight, able to hold the deficit intact last inning, and now he's trying to pick up a winning decision in his first night on the hill. 3-2 again, and Spence staying alive. He got a low slider and was able to dig it out, pop it over the netting, and keep the count full. Athletic family Logan McGuire comes from. His dad, a 2-time All-American at men's soccer at Clemson in Santa Clara. Son of pro baseball player. The 3-2 pitch. Spence grounds it up the middle. Backhanded by Howe. Falling on his heels. He fires to first in time to get Spence by a step. Another high-level defensive play by Lynchburg, this time by the infielder, the second baseman, Garrett Howe. Rangy backhand. Get another look at it on MILB.TV if you're watching with us. Freeze frame has it awful close to a tie. Spence nearly got that left foot in.
I'll be honest with you, Andrew, I can't tell. It's that close.
Kedar Trujillo representing the final chance for the Woodpeckers tonight. Singled his last time around and takes high on the first one, 1-0. Upright stance from that right side. Fayetteville trailing 6-5. There's a changeup that fades in for a called strike one. Esmil Valencia on deck. If Trujillo can find a way to get aboard, it's his single A debut tonight, and he represents the final chance for the Woodpeckers. The 1-1 on the way, and he knuckles it foul straight back over the screen and onto the roof. Woodpeckers suddenly down to their final strike. Lynchburg pulling it out of the depths on back-to-back nights, and they're a strike away from heading back up to Virginia with an opening weekend series win in hand. The look in by McGuire. A long set. His 1-2 coming home. It is high, shoulder level on Trujillo. And it evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the break even. Strike three called on a curve at the top of the zone. And Lynchburg with a steady heartbeat in the ninth inning once more. They pull off another 2-run top of the ninth to come back against the Woodpeckers and steal away opening weekend at Segra Stadium. Final score 6-5 once again. The Hillcats improving to 2-1 on the young season, and Fayetteville, although they led the majority of the innings this weekend, they fall to 1-2. Stick around, we'll have some post-game thoughts for you from this one and get you set for the road trip beginning on Tuesday. All of that coming up on the Woodpeckers post-game show with Ryan and I. Stick around right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. After the fall off, I promise I'm coming and selling our Wrigley's.
Fans, kids, run the bases and catch in the outfield will begin shortly. Reminder, Bunkers Buddies members can enter the field from section 126. All others must enter from section 128. Want to be on the top where it's plenty. Want to be in a spotlight where every want me like Rihanna dropping new Fenty. What I see in the sky, the villas are still, I can't reach up too high evidently. Nah. I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy's. My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you're saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. Is my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Say what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go when Johnny died. Swinging them side to side. We don't participate, ain't with that squash. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I send teddy bears every time we make they mamas cry. I pray that my past ain't ahead of me, 21. When I'm in love, I love heavily. Oh, God. If you betray me, you dead to me, 21. I disrespect you respectfully. Straight up. I got some partners who left this earth. Maybe the pain made a better one, oh, God. Just know that they secrets is kept with me, oh, God. I feel like the streets is in debt with straight me. Up. I gave my heart away to all the dog, cause that's who accepted me, 21. I blame my pops for that, cause if he didn't fail, he could have corrected me, 21. Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protected me, oh, God. I promise you it ain't no checking, oh, God. Jump in the water, get wet with straight me, up. 21. You want my money, I wanna have so me. Can't let the arts of the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the test of me. I see chicken, you is breasting me. Planted a seed, but it ain't a sesame. Can't let you grow next to me. My life is all I have.
my rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it out the struggle, don't judge me. What you're saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often people you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Ryan Zimmerman. It's Chappie and Zim. Take it away, Chappie.
Hey, thanks, Ray. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside of the Woodpeckers broadcast booth for our post-game wrap-up. Andrew and Ryan, thanking you so much for making us a part of your opening weekend plans. Thanks for coming tonight. And, you know, Ryan, this Lynchburg team, steady heartbeat in the ninth inning. They never folded. The Woodpeckers, at the weekend's end, they led for the majority of the innings these last three games, but they're ultimately 1-2 when it's all said and done. The Hillcats tonight just put together the timely bats they needed against Francisco Frias. Tommy Hawk's RBI triple tie in the game, then a productive ground out from Francisco brings Hawk home, and you have to tip your cap to Lynchburg. You know, the Woodpeckers played a pretty complete weekend of baseball. The way they hit, they pitched, they didn't commit a defensive error. One last night, but otherwise, Lynchburg just kind of stole this one on back-to-back nights.
Got to give them a lot of credit. They are a pesky bunch that does not go down easy. They came up with the timely swings when they needed to. Their bullpen arms clutched up when they needed to keep the deficit right where it was, but give the Woodpeckers some credit, too. They had a lot of positives today. The first two home runs of the season, Carlos Cauro and Cesar Hernandez. Two excellent outings out of Luis Rodriguez and Anthony Cruz. There's a lot to like about this team going forward, and with Delmarva coming up next week, I could see this team making some noise.
Yeah, final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 39 minutes. The winning decision going to Logan McGuire in his season debut for the Hillcats. Francisco Frias suffers his first loss of the season. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Hillcats, 5 runs on 8 hits. And no errors for the Woodpeckers, who fall to 1-2. And now we'll jump on the bus and head to Salisbury, Maryland for a 6-game series against the Delmarva Shorebirds beginning on Tuesday night at 7.05 p.m. If you want to track the action throughout the week, you can through the Woodpeckers website, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. We'll have the live scoring of the game. You can go to the MILB app. We'll also have the scores for you. Or you can just tune into Woodpeckers social media channels. We'll have lineups, starting pitcher info, and game up updates and recaps for you on social media channels throughout the week. Fayetteville back in the building April 15th against the Fred Nats, the Fredericksburg Nationals, in town for a 6-game homestand. That'll be your first chance to catch the Woodpeckers midweek, Tuesday through Sunday. Our 6-game homestands get rolling on April 15th. Thanks again so much for coming out to the park, everybody, today. Enjoy running the bases, playing catch in the outfield. Before you go, please do drive home safely tonight, and we will see you on April 15th for more baseball in Segra Stadium, the 2025 season officially underway. Chappie and Zim saying so long from the broadcast booth. Good night, everybody. See you later.